Highbridge Audio Production presents Heaven's Net is Wide, The First Tale of the Otori, by Leon Hearn, read by Julia Fletcher and Paul Bamer. Heaven's net is wide, but its mesh is fine. Chapter 1. The footfall was light, barely discernible among all the myriad noises of the autumn forest. The rustle of leaves scattering in the northwesterly wind, the distant beating of wings as geese flew southward, the echoing sounds of the village far below. Yet Isamu heard it and recognized it. He put the digging tool down on the damp grass, along with the roots he had been collecting, and moved away from it. Its sharp blade spoke to him, and he did not want to be tempted by any tool or weapon. He turned in the direction of his cousin's approach and waited. Kotaro came into the clearing invisible, in the way of the tribe, but Isamu did not bother concealing himself in the same fashion. He knew all his cousin's skills. They were almost the same age. Kotaro, less than a year younger, and had trained together, striving always to outdo each other. They had been friends, of a sort, and rivals their entire life. Isamu had thought he had escaped here in this remote village on the eastern borders of the three countries, far from the great cities where the tribe preferred to live and work, selling their supernatural skills to whoever paid them highest, and finding plenty of employment in these times of intrigue and strife among the warriors. But no one escapes the tribe forever. How many times had he heard this warning as a child? How many times?